Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear. It's Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. A wacky Wednesday. A ratchet Wednesday. I'm coming to you all with a little news update, some important points that have been breaking news today, and I felt like you, my listeners, deserve to know. I know there's more time on our hands, but with the barrage of information, you may not get to certain articles or information sites, so I've tried to condense it as much as possible for us. So that you can listen all at once, and just because I like our little camaraderie we're building here. Let's chat. So I'm going to start with the USGS. Most people, I'm sure you all know that we had some earthquakes going on today. According to the USGS, now mind you, I've had it pulled up all morning, just about. And it is updating literally like almost every 5 minutes, maybe 10, but literally 5 minutes ago it was 88. Now it's at 89 earthquakes in one day, magnitude 2.5 or greater. Utah, I would say, has had the most. Indonesia keeps having some, a 6.3 that they had. Just now it updated again. Let me go ahead and refresh my page. Utah is getting hit with aftershock after aftershock. And it's important to pay attention. I haven't seen anything above the 5 point. Well, there was a 4.5 that just happened. 9 kilometers deep. There was a 5.7 this morning, or excuse me, this afternoon. That was the biggest one so far, but they keep having aftershocks. Ridgecrest, California has also had quite a few. Bridgeport, California, Puerto Rico is getting hit. In front of my eyes, there are like at least 5. The Solomon Islands is getting hit. Dominican Republic, San Juan Bautista, 2.7. Oh my God. Like literally as I'm talking to you, the page is updating. Some of these are deep, but some of these are really shallow. It makes me wonder what is really happening around us, because it seems like, oh, this is going to be my little, the only conspiracy theory I'm going to try to interject here. And it's not really a conspiracy theory. It is going to be more of a theory in my eyes. Like, how eerie and ironic would it be to have a major earthquake that affects everywhere in the midst of the beginnings of a deadly global pandemic? You know, and before I get to the news, I have some friends. I have an aunt that worked for NASA, and she alerted me to always take the numbers we're being given and multiply them by themselves so that you can keep in mind the exponential growth of what a pandemic really is. And I will say that if you do that, considering we were at 210,828 cases this morning, according to BNO, around 1, it was at 214,63. 15 minutes later, it updated to 214,552 new cases. If you multiply that by itself, it will... are you ready for the jaw dropper, everyone? 214,552 times 214,552. Wow. 46,032,560,704. That sounds about right to me, considering the quarantine levels that we are at. You can listen, you cannot. I would suggest listening. Sorry, I'm getting calls while we're like literally recording, but I would listen. My family member that did work for NASA, like brilliant, has no reason to lie. Exponential growth. Look at the quarantines. Look at what's happening. Look at the closures. Look at how suddenly to us it is, but to what the people who are in charge of putting these in place. This is not new. This has been planned. It is purposeful. For those of us who are able to connect dots and not panic, it's up to you to be self-resilient right now. It is up to you to take the meat that you are given, chew the meat, spit out the bones, look past the smiles and the statements of it's all okay, 2 weeks. It is not going to be 2 weeks. My friend in Mexico told me this morning that we're not being told everything here, that there are at least five mutations, which is why France and Italy are getting hard. And I would say Spain and the UK are getting hit so hard because, okay, so I had to pause. That was my hubby and my baby. Woo, little blooper in the midst of a live. Love it. I would say Spain is included with France and the UK and Italy with regards to how hard they're getting hit. A lot of young people are as well. So it's not just for the old. Y'all, please. It's so imperative that you be vigilant in your mind. You may not have resources or lots of money. The Most High will provide those things for us. What is going to be the big kicker here is your mentality and your spiritual grounding. You know, you can do what you can do, and you can't do what you can't do. And what you can't do, you leave. Hopefully you make the right decisions so that the things that you couldn't do before are done and taken care of. But I think that we're living in a dream if we think that in 2 weeks we're going to be back to normal. Nothing is normal. And if you are a fan of movies like I am and you watch The Fifth Wave, as Lizzie, the girl's dad, told her, nothing is safe anymore, honey. Nothing is safe. Nothing is free. Nothing is secured. Nothing is normal. Nothing was normal before. It was a facade. But let's get to some news before I forget. Now, I watch a lot of Agenda Free TV with Steve Luckner. I also watch Lisa Cabrera. I watch people who are journalists who are not contracted to mainstream media because they have more leeway with how they can spread the truth and how they can say things. And they're not obligated to promote a vision of hopey, hoppy fields of bloom, grasses greener, you look too. I like to hear the truth. I'm a person that I prefer you hurt my feelings with the truth than kill me with a lie. So let's dig in. Saudi Arabia has launched a price war against Russia and the U.S., it seems. Demand is collapsing for oil. Basically, there is no longer an agreement to keep prices high with Russia and Saudi Arabia. We have our U.S. oil levels are the lowest since June of 2002. Crude oil basically per barrel is like $22.50. That is low. You can look on oilprice.com if you need to know more. If you're in that industry, I'm sure you should be following the numbers, but if you didn't know, now you know. West Texas here in West Texas, crude oil is down 17%. Basically, what's happening is excess supply. There's an excess on the supply and a shrinkage on the demand as more people aren't working, as more people are laid off, as people are being stuck inside, quarantined to their location where they are. You cannot leave, you cannot move, you cannot sell, you cannot trade. There's no demand. We don't need to get in our car to drive anywhere because, damn it, when you go, it's all gone. Or two, you're under a 24-hour lockdown. Woo! The Dow crashes below 20,000. We had, it was down 9.8% around 10:30. And then around 1 p.m., it was down 10%. Then it went up to 10.23% around 1:21 p.m. And then it was down to 9.88 at 1:20. I have not checked it again, but that's a lot. Some rumors outside are that food trucks are going to begin to get escorted by military in the U.S. soon. I did hear from a birdie that there is going to perhaps be only, it'll get as bad as there being one food truck or one supply truck a week to places. But I mean, it if you use your sense, it kind of, in logic, it kind of makes sense. If there's droughts everywhere due to locusts, fires, coronavirus, drought, this has been going on for a while. It's being said since last year, there was a potato shortage already. Hence, we've been seeing the market inflation rates of on prices. And I would say to people in the store, I'm like, look at how the prices are rising. They are high. Something's wrong. And people will be like, yeah, it's just inflation. No, it's not just inflation. There's a flapping drought, a shortage. And I think that we all should also think about medicines. Remember, don't forget, in the barrage of information, 80% of the United States medications and prescriptions are from other countries. But if these countries are locked down and nobody is going in and nobody is going out and ports are closed and everyone is hunkering down, nothing is going to be moving greedily and expeditiously as before. Everything has either ceased to be or has slowed down to snail pace. It's like AOL dial-up right now. Think so that you're not stuck in a crowd when shit hits the fan. There are 695 new cases in New York City of coronavirus since late yesterday. Also, 1,008 in New York State since late yesterday. Bitcoin plunged 3.57%. Delta also sees a plunge in revenue of about $2 billion in March. Paying taxes and businesses have been suspended in the Netherlands. There have been 4,207 new cases, as well as 475 new deaths in Italy as of today. In total, that is 2,978 people dead total. Also, please remember, exponential numbers multiply that times itself, so you have a real idea of why the countries are being shut down. And think about how many people each country has in it. If this were simply a thousandaire situation and the flu has been having thousands of people die, we've never shut down like that. Something greater is going on. This right here is not about just looking at what's in front of us. As Howard University Go Bison has always taught me school of business. Thank you. Shout out to the great Harold Gray. May he rest in peace. You have to know how to get your groceries, and you also need to know how to read between the lines of what people will tell you so that they can get the response they want. So you can see what it is you need to see. These numbers that they're giving us are low ball. There are billions, trillions of people in the world. Come on, y'all, let's think about it. We don't quarantine for no reason, for no thousands of people. It is more than that, in the hundreds, if not millions. Perilous times are here. So what are you gonna do about it? We have 5 new cases in Waco, Texas. The UK death toll has hit 104. That is a 46% jump within 24 hours. There have been 33 people that have died in a single day. This is via The Sun. You can look online and find this. As of 3/3/2020, there were only 51 cases. But as of today, 2,626 new cases in the UK. And today, again, is the 18th. Look at that exponential number. Multiply it times itself, and then you'll have the real number. In London, London is being called the epicenter in the UK outbreak. North Middlesex Hospital, apparently this hospital is hosting the largest amount of cases in the region. London is also being expected to go into lockdown soon. In New Orleans, we have the 3rd casualty from the Lambeth House. Apparently no one there traveled, but this new infection rate is coinciding with Mardi Gras. In total, there are 44 new cases in Louisiana. This is according to NOLA.com. New Orleans cases are 176 new, 4 deaths total. There are a total of 12 cases alone at Lambeth Retirement Home. And I want to pause here, and I'm going to probably go on a small soapbox rant. Bear with me. While I understand that we most don't understand a pandemic and the repercussions and implications, it is to be observed that we as a people have forgotten that the very thing that you think will never happen to you has finally occurred. And it would behoove us all to listen to even our sense, the good sense the good Lord has given us, to know to sit the hell down. Stop it. The traveling, the partying. It's not time for that anymore. This is gonna escalate, and I'm really privy to this because I got family still there. New Orleans, I am New Orleans homegrown and bred, and people are not taking it seriously. You don't understand death, I guess, until it is at your own door. But my God, this is going to grow even greater than what it is. Think about, it was over 1 million people outside us in New Orleans, probably for Mardi Gras. It's the biggest party of the year, basically. People from everywhere come there. This has been spreading for a long time, and who knows which mutation somebody got. My rant is paused for a minute. Let's get back to the news. There are 7 active duty cases in the Air Force. There are rumors that Bernie Sanders has quit his campaign. What? More on that to come. As far as income taxes, what is this 90-day April 15th situation in the stimulus package have to do with one another? Are they saying that they are going to withhold tax money for everyone to get a stimulus package? Because if that's the case, baby, just run me my taxes. Woo! I don't know. I'll find out as much as I can. I'm going to look into what the Guillain-Barré syndrome is. Apparently, it's what happens when a vaccine isn't tested properly. And I can assure you that this little rush on a vaccine for in a shorter rate of time than it takes to test it isn't sitting well with my soul. Peru is shutting down. Iran significantly has declined. There's been 147 new deaths, which is a serious lowball number, which everyone has already suspected. In total, they're only claiming 1,135 total cases, which is not true. If you've even seen some of the videos that came out from the whistleblowers, you would know. Censorship. According to Imperial College in the UK, a report has come out that effective measures to slow down the coronavirus has an impact on of non-pharmaceutical interventions to reduce the coronavirus and the healthcare demand. Basically, these measures need to be kept in place until the vaccine is here, or the virus will continue to spread. And if they really lift this quarantine in 2 weeks, which I highly doubt, but if I'm incorrect, my early apology, I guess I was wrong, but I'm gonna end up being right because they don't have a vaccine. And if there's no cure, at what point, if you come in contact with it again and it's another mutation and these mutations meet and create something else, will it affect you and the community? Again, that is from Imperial College. Look it up if you'd like. There are 427 new cases in New Jersey. 427 total cases in New Jersey, with 162 being new cases. 5 people have died so far. The U.S. cases are now at almost 8,000 in effect, 7,862 total. It was 5,000 last night. Looks like we've surpassed France as well. There was the first North Texas death in Tarrant County, confirmed last night. A 77-year-old resident of a life long-term health facility, Patrick James, has passed away. Also in Plano, Texas, a 64-year-old man died in a local hospital. He did have underlying health conditions. It is still open to whether what the coronavirus connection is. Basically, they're testing his body. There was a comment saying that it's basically a flu that goes into your lungs. But I really wish people stopped saying that. This is not... A flu-like symptom isn't the flu. It means it has a, it looks like it, but it's not it. It's like maybe a relative, but distant or older or stronger. We don't know what we're dealing with. Stop saying shit you don't know, people. This is not just a flu. Something's going on. Something is wrong. According to Lookner, bad news just got started, quote, end quote. We have 150 million students, half of the world's population, not attending school right now. There have been 2 coronavirus deaths in Albany, Georgia. There are hundreds waiting to be tested, according to CBS 46. There are a total of 51 new cases in Georgia. At the White House press conference, Dr. Birx, according to Meredith McGraw, Italy and France are being looked at because young people are getting very ill. And this is where you're going to start hearing them say that it's not just the elderly, that anyone is susceptible. Everyone is game. And you better watch your back. There are 400 soldiers quarantined in El Paso right now, according to Roxana Tyran of Bloomberg. Comfort Hospital, the ship that was supposed to go to the coast of New York City, is in maintenance right now in Norfolk, Virginia, and can't get there for weeks. I think that they're using a backup right now until that ship is ready. We shall see. But how eerie is it that we've got 2 hospital ships going coast to coast? weighty. According to Chancellor Merkel in Germany, Germany is approaching the worst crisis since World War II. There are 12,000 cases in Germany right now and 1,880 new cases total. Remember, exponential growth. So those numbers multiplied times itself gives you a better idea of what we're dealing with. According to Saudi Arabia, they only have 67 new cases. Excuse me, 238 total. Of course, that's underreported and makes no sense. But go ahead on, Saudi Arabia, hide those numbers. There are some rumors that ibuprofen and coronavirus are deadly together. People that use them died. Science Alert on 3/18/2020 produced this article, and this is via Lisa Cabrera. And you can look at Science Alert for more information or visit her channel. Anti-inflammatory drugs could worsen the effects of the virus. So this was just a wild and crazy little day so far. We're only at 2:11 p.m. Listen, I'll be coming back with more, but it's so much right now. It's a barrage of information, and I implore you, just like I tell myself, take a break, take a beat, take a look, whew, take a seat, breathe, pray, meditate, read your word, focus, settle your mind, and then get back to it, because it's not going to stop. Nothing is normal and nothing is safe. It's important that you stay vigilant for self and for your family so that you're not looking stupid if things don't go the way that you've been told. I'll be back later. Sorry, I'm just a little antsy right now. I'm looking around and I just seeing people at Spring Break Miami. Hearing my friend in Mexico saying that there are people going out there, it's just too much. But this is Amethyst Dynasty, coming to you live. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, bringing you the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear, and I'll be back later.